This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of March of 2025. And here's a rundown of the front page table of contents. DG comments, DG elect comments, GMT message, important dates, 2025 state convention, LCIF message, Mission 1.5 presidential pin, NC fundraising, childhood cancer, KidSight training, Camp Dogwood, and lastly, Boys and Girls Home. And the Lyons International logo is printed on the front with a quote, "Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve. Leadership first." A message from your district governor desk. District 31N Lyons, hola! This is going to be your lucky newsletter update. Hope the month of February was full of love, not only for you, but also for your family. Lyons have been busy, and it doesn't look like we will slow down anytime soon. March started with the right foot on front with officer and Lyons portal training. Lake Waccamaw hosted this event, and it was fantastic. We have several events this month. Mark your calendars and be part if you're available. Strides for Diabetes, bingo nights, bowling nights. The flyers are attached to this newsletter for your benefit. Don't forget to share your events with us, and we will distribute to the district. March 25th, 7:30 p.m., our training sessions continue, and I am grateful for your participation. Please mark your calendar. And then there's a very long website address to join the Zoom meeting, and I will spare you reading that whole thing. April will be here before you know it, and it'll be time for state convention April 11th through April 13th of 2025. Make sure you register and take advantage of all the training, seminars, and speeches from our past International President Brian Sheehan. During our last cabinet meeting, I will recognize our district super couple. I have three nominations so far. Please don't forget to start working on our elections for Lyon Year 2025-26. It is important to update new board members on the portal. And finally, happy Women's Day to all the lionesses in our district. Here's a quote. "There is no force more powerful than a woman determined to rise." And that was W.E.B. Du Bois. And that message is from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N, cell phone 254-415-2751. From your district governor-elect, Lion Jack Weber, a centenarian and Lions Club member, shared this advice about finding purpose in life. "I have found that helping other people is sort of difficult to do by yourself. We can open doors for people, help neighbors, and be kind to everyone we contact, but being a lion opens doors to helping others that are otherwise not available. We all need to use the resources available to us through Lions Club's International Foundation, or LCIF, to maximize our impact on the communities we serve. In addition to grants supporting the 8 global causes, there are grants available to clubs and districts for marketing, club community impact grants, LEO grants, membership development grants, and more. Let's make use of this great association. See the grants and awards tab in the Member Resource Center on the page www.lionsclubs.org. And here's a quote from Helen Keller. "Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much." I spent February 10th to the 14th in district governor training at the Q Center in St. Charles, Illinois, the Midwest's largest meeting and events center. It features 150,000 square feet of certified meeting space on 95 acres of wooded grounds just west of Chicago, Illinois. There were 750 Lyons from all over the world in attendance for this training. My class of 24 included lions from 21 countries. It was an amazing trip. And there's a lovely photo of some smiling folks. There's probably a couple of dozen of them, and they truly do look like they are from around the world. Club officers, elections are just around the corner. Please start thinking about your club's nomination meeting for club officers to be held in March. In April, you should schedule an election. See Article 2 of the Standard Club Constitution and Bylaws for election details. Why is this important? Elections keeps your club evolving. It gives newer members an opportunity to serve in leadership positions and fosters new ideas for your club. Soon after your election, please have your secretary enter the new officers in the portal. Don't wait. This is important so LCI knows who the leaders are. If you have an issue entering data in the portal, please ask. There are plenty of lions that will be more than happy to help. Lastly, the district governor uses the information entered in LCI to compile the district directory so we can all keep in contact with each other. In order to have an accurate directory, we need accurate names, positions, phone numbers, and email addresses. This all needs to be compiled and printed by the first cabinet meeting. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Jean Getz. Email ggoetz00@gmail.com. Phone is 414-640-5953. Global Membership Team. One of the most challenging parts of your job is to motivate your clubs to recruit. Some clubs may say it's too difficult. Others may say it's a distraction from serving. The truth is that clubs need to continually bring in new members to survive and thrive. Here are some motivational ideas to pass on to your club membership chairpersons. Lead by example. Lions don't follow what you say. They follow what you do. Top performing districts have their district governor, GMT, club membership chairpersons, and club presidents all bringing in new members. Get everyone involved. Many clubs rely solely on the club membership chairperson to do all the recruiting. Encourage your club membership chairpersons to take 10 minutes during their next club meeting to have everyone in the club text 5 people to invite them to the next club event. Make it fun. Create a competition among clubs to see who can recruit the most new lions in the next month. Prizes could include a trophy, dinner, or special recognition during your district convention. Tell a story. Ask clubs what their futures look like. How many of their members will remain in their clubs in the next 5 to 10 years? What service won't be done if the clubs don't grow with their communities? And let me know if I can help in any way. And that is from Lion Vince Schimmler, the District N Membership Chair, phone 919-935-9937. Important dates. We listen. We process. We serve. Conventions. April 11th through 13th of 2025, the state convention will be held in Greensboro, North Carolina. Cabinet meeting. The fourth cabinet meeting, April 13th, 2025, will be held at the state convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer and leaders trainings. Okay, Saturday, April 5th of 2025, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., hosted by Kinston Lions Club, Lions Industry for the Blind at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. And then there's Tuesday monthly training. Next, it'll be Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. The topic will be Causes and Pillars of Lions Clubs International. That includes youth, humanitarian, childhood cancer, and hunger. And then Tuesday, April 2025th, it doesn't say a specific date, but a Tuesday in April of 2025, childhood cancer will be the topic. And again, there is a very long web address that will aid you in joining the Zoom meeting, which won't make much sense if I repeat it here. Okay. Following that, there is a application or registration for the 101st Annual North Carolina Lions Council State Convention. North Carolina Lions, strong, serving through adversity. April 11th through 13th of 2025 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. And this form includes information to state your club, your district, your name, and your phone number, and anyone that will be joining you. And they have places where you can tell them whether you're going to attend any of the functions and what they cost. So the functions are Family Fun Night, which will cost $20. The Family Fun Night will be Friday night. The Tail Twister Breakfast for a price of $20, and the Governor's Banquet for a price of $40. And so Friday, April 11th, will be Friday Fun Night, and the theme will be Crazy Hat Night. Ooh, I like that. And that's going to be from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Then Saturday, April 12th, will be the Tail Twister Breakfast with live auction at 8 a.m. and the Governor's Banquet from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And lastly, on Sunday, April 13th, the general session will begin at 8:30 a.m. and it will include district cabinet meetings. And the next page includes information on where to send your check for the convention. And the check can be sent by March 28th to PDG Susan O'Brien at 1003 Croydon Court, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29715. You can make your room reservations at Greensboro High Point Marriott, 1 Marriott Drive in Greensboro. Lions room rate is $129 per night, plus tax and service charge. That rate is good until March 26th of 2025. And they give a number for making the reservations. That's 1-888-236-2427. And the group rate, request the rate for North Carolina Lions State Convention group rate. Then there's information about a golf tournament. So you can register to play the North Carolina Lions State Golf Tournament Friday, April 11th. It is $60 per player. That includes lunch. You can buy mulligans for $5 a piece, but it's a two mulligans per person max. The tee-off is approximately at 10 a.m., and all proceeds are going to LCIF for the Hurricane Helene Relief Disaster Fund. Prizes will be presented Friday evening during the convention's Friday Fun Night. You can fill out a check and mail it to NCPDGO. Mail a completed form to PDG David Smoot at 105 Circle Drive, Thomasville, North Carolina, 27360. His number is 336-991-8731 or email csmoot@triad.rr.com. Hello, fellow Lions. Our North Carolina Lions Council State Convention is upcoming April 11th through 13th of 2025, and it will be a great time to celebrate all Lions across the state. To start us off on Friday morning, the past District Governor's Organization will host a golf tournament for all Lions and Friends of Lions. Contact PDG David Smoot for registration information. His cell is 336-991-8731. Email is csmoot@triad.rr.com. We will also have a pre-convention kids site screening training from 1 to 5 p.m. hosted by State Kids Site Chair John Snellings. There is an attached flyer for additional information on this training to help us serve our youth. There will be lots of vendors and exhibits starting at 2:30 p.m. along with our three core service initiatives: hunger. Lion Bob Christensen will be overseeing this very worthy cause. There's a flyer for more details on what to bring and the importance of giving. Environment. Camp Dogwood is named for that reason. All the beautiful dogwoods that were planted over 50 years ago, now it's time to bring their glory back by planting new trees. More details at the convention. And humanitarian. As Western North Carolina continues to rebuild, there is a great need for building supplies. Hear more at the convention on how you and your club can continue to help make a difference. Friday registration will kick off at 3 p.m., leading us into our Friday fun night. Friday night, get ready to catch the wave of service as we celebrate the many ways the Lions of North Carolina have served each other and our communities. Wear your dancing shoes and most fun beachwear for a night of comedy, fun, music, and dancing. Our special guest speaker will be past International President Brian Sheehan and his partner in service, Lion Laurie. This is a great opportunity to hear from such a dynamic and inspirational leader and Lion. Then Saturday, we will start our day with our Tail Twister breakfast and live auction. Come help us raise funds for Lions Clubs International Foundation, Brighter Visions, and the VIP Fishing Tournament, and have a good time, too. And bring new or very gently used items for the auction by Friday evening and receive club credit towards the above very worthy causes. More events for Saturday are a Leo session from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., a town hall at 10:30 a.m., seminars at 1 p.m. to include Lions Clubs International Foundation, Why It's Important, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, Partner and Service Leadership Opportunities, hosted by Lion Laurie Sheehan, Let's Talk About Being a District Governor, hosted by PID Gwen White and PDG Barbara Thompson, seminars at 2:30 p.m. to include Mission 1.5, Growing for Service, hosted by PIP Brian Sheehan, and Helping Families Cope with Childhood Cancer, hosted by District Governor-elect Jean Getz. And then there will be a portal Q&A. Our afternoon and evening will finish out with a past District Governor's meeting at 4 p.m., and our District Governor's Banquet at 6:30 p.m. Sunday morning, we will start with our Service of Remembrance from 8:15 to 9 a.m. as we honor the memory of Lions we have lost since our last convention. Individual District Cabinet meetings will be held from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., with the General Session starting at 10:45 a.m. We will close out our convention with the introduction and welcoming of our incoming governors. And attached, there is a registration form. Look forward to seeing you all, or for all, or part of your North Carolina Lions Convention. The next page includes a certification of voting delegates and alternates, Multiple District 31 Convention. And this is straight from the Article 6, Section 6 of the Multiple District Organization Constitution and Bylaws. Each chartered club in good standing in Lions Clubs International and its district, single or sub and multiple, shall be entitled in each annual convention of its district, single or sub and multiple, to one delegate and one alternate for each 10 members who have been enrolled for at least 1 year and a day in the club, or major fraction thereof of said club, as shown by the records of the International Office on the first day of the month last preceding that month during which the convention is held. The major fraction referred to in this section shall be 5 or more members. Each district governor and every former district governor in good standing in the district shall be a full delegate in his own right at any and all conventions, and shall have all privileges of every description that any other delegate has, and this in no way will affect the number of delegates or alternates to which each club is entitled. Each certified delegate present in person shall be entitled to cast one vote only for each office to be filled by, and one vote only on each question submitted to the respective convention. Unless otherwise specified herein, the affirmative vote of a majority of the delegates voting on any question shall be the act of the convention. All eligible delegates must be members in good standing of a club in good standing in this district. Delinquent dues may be paid and good standing acquired up to 15 days prior to the close of credential certification, as such closing time shall be established by the rules of the respective convention. Per the approved vote at the July 2023 Lions International Convention in Boston, Massachusetts, family memberships are only counted as one voting delegate at a district or multiple district voting event. Please take this into consideration when your club is voting or approving delegates for the above-mentioned events. And then there's a place where you can type or print the names and email addresses of club delegates and alternates who will represent your club at the Multiple District 31 Convention on April 11, 2025. And it says, please also list the names and email addresses of the DG and of PDGs representing your club. You need to return that form to the Cabinet Secretary by April 7th of 2025 or deliver it in person to the convention by April 12th of 2025. That needs to go to George Holston by mail at 10 Jeb Stuart Drive, Wilmington, North Carolina, and it does not give a zip here, or Sea Lion 2, that's SEALION2 at AOL.com. Here's a flyer that starts with Lions Fight Hunger, Lions Clubs International, District 31 State Convention. Thanks to the dedicated service hearts of our Lions, we will be collecting canned tuna and salmon, peanut butter, 1-pound bags of rice, 1-pound bags of dry beans, canned tomatoes, and canned pasta sauce at our convention. No glass containers. The items collected will be donated to Greensboro Urban Ministries. Cash donations will be gratefully accepted. Thanks for your support. Here's a flyer from the Grifton Lions Club's inaugural First Responders Appreciation Day on March 22nd of 2025 at the Grifton Train Depot. There will be a rib cook-off. The entry fee is $50 minimum donation. Ribs must be cooked on site. There's a mac and cheese competition, $15 to enter that. A dessert competition, $15 to enter for adults and free for children 13 and under. The mac and cheese and the desserts may be prepared on or off-site, and there will be trophy awards for those competitions. There will be a vendor market. The entry is $25 minimum donation, and there will be a first responders register for door prizes. There will be a 50-50 raffle, and there will be free vision and hearing screenings the day of the event. If you have questions, comments, suggestions, you can send them to griftonlionsclub@gmail.com or phone 252-468-0596 or go to the webpage www.facebook.com/Grifton Lions Club. This from the State Convention Committee. Fellow Lions, if your club has a World War II veteran, please invite them to our 2025 State Convention. Also, maybe you could even offer them a ride and join them. In addition, please let Jimmy Myers know the name of any living World War II veterans in your district. You can reach Jimmy at jlmyers@yadtel.net. I'm going to spell that. jlmyers@yadtel.net. In honor of our veterans. Here's a notice from the Lions Club's International Foundation. Your $100 gift can help LCIF. Provide vision screenings for 50 at-risk youth through vision grants, or offer immediate relief to 39 victims of a natural disaster through emergency grants, or house one family during their child's cancer treatment through childhood cancer grants, or screen 98 individuals at risk for diabetes through diabetes grants, or improve access to food for 90 hungry people through hunger grants, Or lastly, fund Lion's Quest curriculum for 1 year for an entire classroom through Lion's Quest grants. 100% of your donation supports LCIF grants and programs. So they encourage you to donate today using the website lionsclub.org/ways to give. Dear Club President, growing our clubs is key to achieving our Mission 1.5 goal. That's why I'm introducing a new presidential award to recognize club presidents and the Lions helping us reach our Mission 1.5 goal. Find out how you can earn your recognition by growing your club so we can serve more people than ever before. At your service, Fabricio Oliveira, International President. Earn recognition for growing your club. You can earn presidential pins and certificates for adding new members when you meet the following membership targets at the end of the Lion year. A net gain of 10 members earns a presidential certificate and a presidential pin. A net gain of 15 members gets you a certificate and two pins. A net gain of 20 members, two certificates and two pins. A net gain of 25 members, two certificates and three pins. A net gain of 30 new members, three certificates and four pins. And clubs with at least 20 total members with no drops, a certificate. Don't miss your chance to be recognized. Next up, we have a page full of charts and numbers showing the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of February 28th of 2025. And I will briefly capture the highlights, let's say. So for the Brighter Visions fund drive for 2024-25, the goal this year is $577,250. So the total Brighter Visions year-to-date so far, $276,835. So that means we are shy $300,415. Now, we are at 48% of the goal. And the average per member donation at this point is $61.70. Last year, at this point, we had $339,125 raised, so we're down $62,290. As for the Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25, it's $50 per member, and the raffle sales year to date total $48,930. That's an average of 1.09 books sold per member. Last year, the sales, total sales was $127,893. So we're down from last year so far, $79,218. Memorials and honorariums for 2024-25. The goal this year was $30,000, and so far, year-to-date, we've raised $13,799. Last year-to-date was only $12,177, so we're doing better by a little over $1,500 as of compared to last year. Clinical eye research. The goal for 2024-25 is $20,000, and so far, the total raised is $25,815, so we're doing great. Here's a notice about the 2025-26 Global Service Project, Childhood Cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you will receive an attractive pin, and the pin says donor in big letters, and then it says Helping Kids and Their Families Cope with Cancer, North Carolina Lions, and it's got what looks like a gingerbread man imposed over the outline of the state of North Carolina and a yellow ribbon. Childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It is not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It's scary. It is dark. It steals our children's childhood, our family joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. That from Lion, Gene Getz. Here's a notice from North Carolina Lions Kids Site. There is a vision screening training where you can organize, plan, conduct, and follow through. Friday, April 11th, it's going to be at the North Carolina Lions State Convention. There's a pre-convention training opportunity at Greensboro High Point Marriott, 1 Marriott Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina. You need to arrive by 12:45 for registration, and the class goes from 1 to 5 p.m., including a 3 o'clock break for hotel check-in. The agenda includes club organization and early planning, marketing for screenings, conducting screenings, post-screening actions and follow-through, how to become a kids site operator, process for becoming a certified vision screener, and a conclusion, who's who for the NCLF screening programs. Note, this is not the same as screener certification training, which is another part of the new NC Lions Foundation Kids Site training curriculum. For information, please contact John Snellings at johnsnellings@gmail.com or phone 828-228-6491 to register or for more information. Here's a flyer about the North Carolina Lions Camp Dogwood. The camp sessions are as follows: May 25th through 29th, June 1st through 5th, June 8th through 12th, June 22nd through 26th, June 29th through July 3rd, July 6th through 10th, and lastly, July 13th to July 17th. And there's a really great-looking picture of the 2024 attendees at Camp Dogwood, all lined up on what looks like some bleachers in an amphitheater, and another picture of the camp facilities and a beautiful lawn in front of a gorgeous lake with a long dock. Camp Dogwood needs volunteers. Help make a difference. Summer camp volunteers are needed. Join us in the summer of 2025. The benefits are smiles, lots of shared laughs, and sharing with others. And if you'd like to register or find out some more information, you can phone Tammy at 828-478-2135 or email Tammy, that's T-A-M-M-Y, at nclf.org. And there follows a registration form for the spring maintenance days and eyeglass sorting on April 3rd through 9th of 2025 at the North Carolina Lions Foundation Camp Dogwood. So you fill out your name and phone number and email address and the Lions Club district and whether you need overnight accommodations. Space is limited. Roommates may be required. And your roommate preface needs to be roommate preferences they want you to list. And then you can list the task you feel you can assist with. And you will be contacted if they have any questions about it. So some examples of tasks you may be doing include painting, mulching, washing fences, pressure washing concrete walks, sand and refinish or repair rockers, minor electrical, and window washing. Then there's eyeglass sorting, minor housekeeping, and kitchen duties. And the form has 2 weeks of blocks for whether you'd like to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner between April 4th and April 10th. All this information can be mailed to April George, North Carolina Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, in Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Or you can email April at april@nclf.org. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina announces their rubber duck race on Wednesday, September 10th in Jungle Rapids, Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will have duck sales tickets and information coming soon. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, we serve. There will be a Lions Day Saturday, May 10th of 2025 at 9 a.m. at 400 Flemington Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. And that's all about the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. And lastly, there is a flyer advertising Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Their phone is 252-523-1019. Their motto, independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years, now offering Lions Club apparel. And they show an illustration of a yellow ball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue fleece rain jacket, all with the beautiful Lions International logo applied. And we've come to the end of that newsletter for the Lions District 31 N. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge for reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available, obviously, as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.